theory is this, and I have a basic mechanical knowledge of the operation of the instrument, and I got an imagination. And when the time comes up in the song to play a solo, it's me against the laws of nature. I don't know what I'm going to play, I don't know what I'm going to do. I know roughly how long I have to do it, and it's a game where you have a piece of time and you get to decorate it. And depending on how intuitive the rhythm section is, it's backing you up, you can do things that are literally impossible to imagine.
The people that I like to find have to have these requisites. One, a sense of humor. Two, extreme musical ability in a legitimate sense. They should be able to manipulate their instrument with a great deal of proficiency and be able to read music, because that saves time in learning how to play the stuff. And they also have to be able to feel some sort of blues roots, you know, because most of the stuff that I've written, no matter how weird or complicated it might sound on top, it has some sort of rhythm and blues lurking in the background.
Good morning. This is the Mothers of Connection radio show, show number 67, broadcasting at you, coming at you into your eardrops. Eardrops? Eardrums.
You can say drops, whatever, dude. It's your show. And mine too, kinda.
And yours too, kind of. That's Roscoe, my engineer. We are kicking it off in a mellow way this morning. We are going to come at it a little bit differently.
Oh, that's right, you're doing the acoustic show?
Yeah, that's right. I'm doing. You read the docket. You checked it out. So, Bob Dylan went electric in 1965 on this day. It's about 55 years. That's exactly 55 years.
Well, I'm putting in the calculator right now, dude. I don't want you to embarrass yourself.
You embarrass me. So, as Roscoe puts in the numbers, I was thinking, wow, Dylan going electric really shook the world, something that doesn't seem like it would by any stretch nowadays. But at that time, little Bob Dylan took the stage at the Newport Festival and plugged in, and people walked out or protested or cried even. It was such a big deal. But it was a big deal because what it did was propel the rock and roll genre into this electric kind of place of distortion and production, and
people just rocked harder, man. That's what you're trying to say.
People rocked harder. They looked into the instrument, always innovating. That was an innovative time. And that was 1965. If you think about what was going on in 1965, well, Vietnam was out there. I always think of that scene in the Doors movie. Vietnam is out there, man. Come on, Morrison. I got like a whole concert in my head. That's Jim Morrison for you, off the Doors movie. But as I pull this up, just kind of want to think about what was going on in 1965. Well, the first thing I pull up, it says Year of the Chinese Zodiac. But because of that, I want to play an acoustic set for you all, y'all. And just to really appreciate what it's like to be unplugged, there's something often melancholic, often sympathetic. And then it can rock, too. It can be bluesy, the Delta blues, acoustic blues. Blues started on an acoustic guitar. Most people learned on an acoustic guitar like me, and I never bought an electric. GCD for life, those chords. If you have a good song structure and something to say, all you really need are three chords and a guitar. I think John Lennon said that.
Man, I'm still doing the math on the anniversary.
Well, I didn't say go look it up. we gotta get an iPad up in here just so it's easier.
Up in here?
Yeah, up in here. That's right. So, without further ado, let's get some tunes going. I want to start with one of the only acoustic numbers I could find on Mr. Zapp's Sleep Dirt. That's right, Sleep Dirt. And It's an acoustic number between him and where's the damn book? Well, I'll tell you when we come back. And it's just sort of a free form. You feel like a fly on the wall. You can hear them talking a little bit. And you hear Frank at the very end say, "Getting tired," which really sums up who Zappa was in a lot of ways. Musically, he just had, he could outlast so many. He was just tireless in his execution. He could just play and play. I mean, and he toured and toured. So let's think about the acoustic guitar. Let's think about some of the great acoustic tracks. It sort of pulls the curtain back a little bit and invites you in, invites you a little closer. And you can hear, you know, if they make a mistake or if they bang, you know, the body of the guitar sometimes, or it's just so raw and so unproduced and so sincere. So with that, let's rock out into Sleep Dirt, whatever that means.
Even a little bit about the grand one.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Mothers of Connection, show number 67. And we are doing an unplugged show, or an acoustic, or clean guitar, as you heard. That was Dweezil right before on a small, a minute-long little jam-out called Fwank. No, Fwakstension. Fwakstension. Of course it is. I'm sure you're sitting at home going, man, they're playing Fwakstension again. Before that, Zootalures. Oh my God, the beautiful Zootalures. The Zappa Family Trust decided that that was such a signature tune that they outlawed people from playing it. It was one of three songs that was actually outlawed. I'm sure it's been played. But yeah, it says right here, Zootalures is one of FZ's three signature guitar tunes. After his death, the Zappa Family Trust requested that no one else perform or record it. So I won't get into that family drama too much. And then before that, you heard Sleep Dirt. But my favorite part is when Frank says, getting tired, and it segued into the next song. So you'll have to listen to that one at home on your own. And here we go. So we're going to... The reason I'm doing this, if you're just tuning in to Level Set here, man, July 25th, 1965, Dylan did the unthinkable. He went electric at Newport Folk Festival. And Dylan is connected to Zappa in that he's one of the people that Frank Zappa thanked in his Freak Out liner notes, which is might seem very un-Zappa of him to... And Dylan was going to produce an album... Or was it vice versa? I'll check that on the...
I know, you're going to check it during the break.
Yeah, and I call it a break. That's when I play music. That's my break. But when Dylan plugged in, man, people lost their damn mind. He played Like a Rolling Stone and Maggie's Farm. And people were... there's some great videos out there from it and also documentaries that show like this utter disbelief and people just turning their backs on him. Crazy. But the power of an acoustic guitar has never been more clearly defined than it was on Woodstock when Richie Havens took the stage by himself, just a man and his guitar, and played this song. And this should kick off our very powerful acoustic. Acoustic guitar is kind of like the underdog. It's like the little engine that could. It's what you bring to it that matters. It's not about, yeah, everyone loves a good Randy Rhoads solo from time to time, but there's nothing like a first strumming of an acoustic guitar. I prefer a G chord. This is Richie Havens live from Woodstock singing the ever powerful, always relevant Freedom. Right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, I thank you and listeners like you that tune in every Saturday and make this like a quick hour to hang out and jam. Thank you.
Motherless child in the long was my home. Sing freedom, 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 freedom.
Baby, hit or miss. Sitting here everybody else, can't you see? Hey, I gotta be me. Ain't nobody just like this. I gotta be me. Baby, hit or miss. Look at you sitting there, all by yourself. Listening to everybody, everybody say, be everybody else, can't you see? Ooh, you gotta be the. Hit or miss. Oh, la 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 la. Oh, you see, I gotta be me. I gotta be me, oh, baby, hit or miss. Sitting here, I'm all by myself. I'm trying to be everybody else, but now I see I gotta be me. I gotta be me. Baby, hit or miss. Baby, hit or miss. Hit or miss. Ain't nobody just like this. I gotta be me. Hit or miss. Baby, hit or miss. Baby, hit or miss.
Hit or miss. That one, I sort of hit, but I also missed. I wanted to just play Odetta with acoustic guitar so you could really hear that acoustic guitar. But instead...
Yeah, man, you had like an electric bass. You had some dude coming in on drums. I mean...
Yeah, but it sounded pretty damn good. It was off the album Odetta Sings. And Odetta, if you don't know who she is, really a pioneer in all things acoustic. Also an inspiration to Mr. Bobby D., Bob Dylan, who we're paying homage to as he plugged in and drove people nuts. he alienated his audience, which is what, man, that's what an artist does. You go in and you say, they're either going to like it or they're not. They're either on board. You're either with me. Basically, that's what he did. And then he just continued to morph until this day to be a chameleon. And if you have not heard, oh my God, this guy is just... He never stops. His latest release that came out during this lockdown period, as it may come to be known, he's got his latest album called Rough and Rowdy Ways. You know, old rowdy Bob Dylan, Mr. Barfight himself. But if you've not heard Murder Most Foul, it's maybe the most epic. If it wasn't 18 minutes, I'd play it. But it's 18 minutes. Let's keep it going here with acoustic numbers in honor of... it doesn't really make sense what I'm saying. I should be playing an electric show, but because 98% of the music most people play when it comes to rock and roll is electric. So, electric boogie woogie. Here we go. Let's do one of my favorite Rolling Stones songs. Listen to this slide guitar when it comes in. It's something else. Mick Taylor on the slide. This is Sister Morphine. It is not even written by Jagger Richards. It is Marianne Faithfull. I think there's a great doc on her. There's a doc on everybody. Doc. Zoc doc. Radio Free Brooklyn. We are doing it. We're 501c3.
Yeah, man, do it after the break.
Yeah, but people have to... I really, if you're listening, please follow us in all the other great shows. The Jerry Curl Chronicles, my man Michael Joseph. There's so many good shows. I will have a list of them when we get back. But time is precious, as you know.
Precious.
This is Sister Morphine. Talk about precious.
business, you get what you write. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. It's time to relax now and then give it hell. Someday you'll find what you're looking for.
The song is called Bandit by the one and only Neil Young off of Greendale. Now, there were two Greendales, one that came out, this is Neil Young and Crazy Horse. This is the studio album. Then there's one that's more distorted. Which is the question. This is the 25th studio album of Mr. Neil. Came out in 2003, August 19th. We are doing an acoustic show today. In kind of a oxymoron. Moron?
Yeah, dude, oxycorn, that's what I call you.
Great, good joke. Dylan went electric 55 years ago today at the Newport Folk Festival. It blew minds. It made people cry.
Babies,
Well, it was a big deal at the time, man. I mean, everyone thought he was the voice of a generation, and he stood for, you know, change and civil rights. And he comes in and he's, I don't want to work on Maggie's time.
And that was a deal breaker?
I don't know. It was a big deal. But let's listen to more acoustic. I just love hearing the first strum of any chord. I love a Neil, I think, a buddy of mine who's listening, will go by the name of Bubsy, said it might be an open tuning. And I've been playing acoustic guitar almost as long as I've been alive and still couldn't tell you much about guitar. I know GCD and EAD. Those are my jams. And if you have a good sound rhythm and you can write some lyrics to accompany, you can have a kick-ass song like Blowing in the Wind, like almost every Bob Dylan song. And without further ado, that's right. I'm going to just get into some Dylan since that's kind of what we've been talking about. And Bob Dylan is connected to Mr. Zappa. And that Zappa thanked him on his very first album, Freak Out. And they've tried to collaborate together. This is, let's go with Most of the Time. I just love this acoustic version. And then we'll get into the electric version of Maggie's Farm that made people weep. Where is it? Thanks for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I love that people are making this a time of the morning to kind of tune in, drop out, kind of chill out. And one of my buddies, I'll give a shout out to Ben, my man Ben, whose his kids are actually dancing around to do the song Sleep Dirt by Frank Zappa and I think Zoot Allures. Music is powerful, especially with kids. They hear that thing. I mean, my kid is coming soon. And he better have a Zappa mustache. Just kidding. Most of the Time, Bob Dylan.
Most of the time, I'm clear focused all around. Most of the time, I gotta keep both feet on the ground. I can follow the path, I can read the signs, stay right with it when the road unwinds. I can handle what I stumble upon, I don't even notice he's gone most of the time. Most of the time I'm a cool underneath. Most of the time I can keep it right between my teeth. I can solve any riddle, I can hold my own, deal with the situation right down to the bone. I can survive, I can endure, I don't even think about her most of the time. Most of the time head is on straight most of the time. I'm strong enough and not to hate. I got enough faith and I got enough strength. I keep it all away, way beyond arm's length. I can smile in the face of mankind. Don't even remember what her lips felt like on mine most of the time. Most of the time, she ain't even in my mind. I wouldn't know her if I saw her. She's that far behind. Most of the time, I can't even be sure if she was ever with me or if I was ever with her. Most of the time, I'm halfway as content most of the time. I know exactly where it all went. I don't cheat on myself, I don't run and hide. Hide from the feelings that are buried inside. I don't compromise or pretend. I don't care if I ever see her again. Most of the time
Maggie's farm. That's right. Oh, that fan is loud. Quiet.
Dude, don't yell at the appliances.
I'll do what I want, Roscoe. All right, that was Maggie's Farm, live from Newport. That is a total timepiece. Shout out to all my listeners today, old friends, new friends, people I don't know. I love that you come here to lay your ears on the radio and get lost in that rock and roll.
Ain't that a tune?
Anyways, Newport Folk Festival 1965. It was people probably thinking, it's not that big of a deal. But at the time, these Dylan purists objected to this kind of shift in musical style and felt that Dylan was turning his back on the movement he had helped create. And any good Dylan documentary, some of the best ones to check out, where he talks about this, is No Direction Home, the Scorsese-produced one. I think that's where you start. There's also Don't Look Back from 1967, which feels like it could be done now. It's so good. But yeah, Maggie's Farm, that made people cringe and walk out. Even Pete Seeger got mad and made a stink. And he was often cited as one of the main opponents to Bob Dylan, actually, back then. Let's end on a Paul McCartney acoustic number called Early Days. It's... I'm pretty sure it's about the early days of the Beatles. But when I hear it, I think of, like, Innocence and, you know, right now I was listening to it this morning and, you know, just missed being with friends. I know we'll all be together again soon. Things will find a way, as they always do. The human spirit is a hard thing to contain. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I truly believe that we always adapt. I mean, look at baseball. But... the human spirit is an indomitable force, and I just the people listening, if you're listening, I truly miss being able to see you and hang. So let's all cry together over this one. This is called Early Days. This is a Paul McCartney song off his album titled New, all caps. Came out when did it come out? Who cares? Time is precious.
They can't take it from me if they try. I lived through those early days. So many times I had to change the pain to laughter just to keep from getting crazy. Dressed in black from head to toe, two guitars across our backs, we would walk the city road, seeking someone who would listen to the music that we were writing down at home. But they can't take it from me if they try. I lived through those early days. So many times I had to change the pain to laughter just to keep from getting crazy. Slick back with Vaseline, like the pictures on the wall of the local record shop. Hearing noises we were destined to remember, will the thrill to never stop. Friends from the past always come to you when you look for them. generation. Long may it last, may it come to you time and time again. Everybody seems to have their own opinion. Who did this and who did that? But as for me, I don't see how they can remember when they weren't where it was at. Ooh. And they can't take it from me.